Print Reviews.
So it's that time again for our capsule reviews to give you a taste of that cultural moment that you might have missed but really shouldn't. And first off, I'm joined by Zach Hepburn, independent film and TV critic. Zach, what have you brought in for us today?
Good morning, Michael. We're going to be taking a look at Olive Kitteridge, which is a four-part HBO miniseries based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by author Elizabeth Strout. It's an amazing slice-of-life piece, and the narrative really kind of charts 25 years in the life of Olive Kitteridge, who is a ex-school teacher living in a fictitious town in Maine, and it looks at her relationship with her husband and her relationship with people around the town who she inadvertently sort of comes across on the great highway of life. The central character of Olive is played by Fran McDormand, and it's an amazing performance. Obviously, Fran McDormand, as you would know, is in a lot of films, including Fargo, a lot of other kind of Coen Brothers films. She's obviously married to Joel Coen, the film director. In this work, she really excels in giving a minimalist performance. Obviously, in Fargo, you know, she's very overblown, very kind of that large police chief. This one, she really pairs it back, and it's so nuanced in the way that she deals with the sort of, you know, blips that happen in life, you know, relationship dramas, unexpected deaths, unexpected loves. It's a real tour de force performance, and it's an amazing thing to watch.
She's a woman who can do so much just with the set of her mouth. Mm. I'm interested, though, there are books that again and again are talked about as the unfilmable book, you know, that Tristram Shandy's one that was supposedly unfilmable. Yeah. And this one was talked about in those terms. They're short stories across a life, interconnected, but some of them are incredibly quiet. I mean, this is not a narrative-driven story.
Not at all. As you said, it's almost those sort of small moments in life that are really beautifully executed on screen and as in the novel as well. And it's all about the things that are unsaid and the sort of nuances that you have between a long-term partner and a wife. You know, it's such a really fantastic piece of humanistic drama that they've been able to convey on screen. And obviously, you know, Olive is the central character, but there's so many other characters that kind of pop in throughout the series. Bill Murray appears later in the series. And he continues his career resurgence, which he's enjoying so much. Richard Jenkins stars as Henry, Olive's husband. And, you know, anyone who has seen him in 6 Feet Under, the previous HBO series by Alan Ball, knows that Richard Jenkins can bring such a pathos to his kind of flawed male characters. And I could not give this film, this series, a better acting kind of review.
Well, see, it's funny you say film. It's got quite a filmic heritage beyond Francis.
Yeah.
The director is from cinema.
Lisa Cheldenko is a fantastic director who obviously created the L Word TV series and also directed The Kids Are All Right, the recent film with Annette Bening and Julianna Moore. Yeah, it's very filmic in a way. I mean, in the HBO tradition, you know, it is almost like a four-hour movie in a respect. And it's a sort of thing, you know, you can watch over two big nights, as they used to say when they used to roll out the large sort of films on television. It really is a sort of thing you get very engrossed in and you won't be able to turn it off very easily.
Excellent. Well, that's a very literary TV pick. So we're going to throw now to Fiona Steger from Avid Reader Bookshop in Brisbane. Fiona, what book have you brought us? Does it have televisual undertones?
It's very visual in its writing. It's The Anchoress by Robin Cadwallader. And it's about a young woman. She's 18. And on St. Faith's Day, October the 6th, 1255, she's voluntarily locked into an anchorage, which is a small stone cell attached to a church in a little village in England.
It's a debut work from Cadwallader, I understand.
Yes, she's been lecturing in creative writing and medieval literature for some time, and you can tell she's done a huge amount of historical research, but it's never laboured. It's she's got a very light hand when it comes to the historical research, and you can feel this poor woman's life. She's been locked in this cell. She has a companionship of two maids, and she can see a little bit into the church. And you can see just the comings and goings of the village through the maids' lives and the people who come to her looking for solace. Her life is to pray. It's a life of abstinence. And it's really quite an extraordinary piece of writing.
It's, I mean, taking as it does themes of kind of seclusion and isolation, how do you think it kind of plays out in the kind of broader worldview that it gives glimpses of?
I think that's the best thing about good historical writing, is it gives you a sense of not just then, but of our lives today. And she's done that in a very clever way, because it's hard to write historical fiction set in the 13th century in terms of dialogue, like how would people speak, what were the words that were really used then. But Robin's been able to circumvent that by making it contemporary in a very clever, seductive way. So you feel like you're there with that young woman, but it also makes you reflect on our lives today. I mean, what it's like to run from your passions, or what is it like to try and avoid grief? And that's what this young woman Sarah's doing. She's chosen to be locked away because she's grieving for her mother and for her sister, and she's also escaping the lustful adventures of Sir Thomas as well.
Just finally, once upon a time, debut novelists would write kind of anxious semi-autobiographical works, but between this and, say, Hannah Kent, there seems to be a bit of a bent for dense historical research turned into kind of these beautiful, sweeping dramas. Do you see a link between the Kent and the Cadwallader?
Yes. I think it will certainly appeal to readers of Hannah Kent's fine novel, Burial Rites. And, in fact, Robin was Hannah's creative writing lecturer for a while.
Well, it sounds like the best kind of historical drama, either allegory or high drama, one way or the other. That was Fiona Steger from Avid Reader in Brisbane. She was talking about The Anchoress, a debut novel by Robin Cadwallader. And we also had Zach Hepburn talking about the new HBO drama Olive Kitteridge, which is widely available. Lots to be getting on with there. You're listening to Blueprint for Living with me, Michael Williams, here on RN. And coming up, I look at a very, very smelly flower.